Sunday the 12th of October, Yud Gimel Tishrei, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Sukkot as a continuation of Yom Kippur.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, first of all, I want to thank the Olam for inviting me to come to speak about Sukkot, because throughout the years I never speak on Sukkot, in Sukkot, because the minhag is whenever I get up to speak, automatically 30% fall asleep immediately, and it's shein amichutz sukkah, so it's a problem of lifnei iver. So lemaisa, I never speak about sukkah since on sukkah, but here is opportunity to speak on sukkah not on sukkah. So please allow yourself to fall asleep if you want to, and there'll be no halachic problems about it. Let's start that the muyadim, the gimel regalim, are mentioned in the Torah in five times. The shalosh regalim ta'aseh is mentioned in the Torah five times. Not in Sefer Bereishis, of course, but from then on in every Chumash, and Sefer Shmos twice. So let's take a good one. Parshas Mishpatim. That's the first time the Torah mentions the Shalosh Regalim. So over there it says, Et Chag HaMatzot Tishmor, Shivat Yomim, Shalosh Regalim, Tachog Bashana. Et Chag HaMatzot Tishmor, Shivat Yomim, Tachog Matzot. This Matzot is a meat Matzot for 7 days. Chag HaKotzer, that's Shavuos, Bikurim Masecha, you bring a Minchas Bikurim. Et Chag HaOsiv, Betzeis HaShana. Chag HaOsiv, that's when the conclusion of the year, when the next year is starting again. No mention of a sukkah, no mention of a lulav, no mention of nothing. In contrast to Pesach, that it does say, it's Chag HaMatzot Tishmor, not only it's called Chag HaMatzot, it says Tishmor, Chag HaMatzot, and it says Mitzarish, Shivat Yomim Tzeis HaMatzot. That's the first time. The second time it's mentioned again, it's in Parshas Kisisa, after Chet HaEgel, it's in Shmoy Sperek Lamadal, and also there it says, the Shalosh Regalim, and the Pasuk says, by Pesach, we'll find here the Pasuk, Eschag HaMatzah is Tishmo, Shivat Yom Yitoch HaMatzah. And what does it say about Sukkot? Shalosh Chag HaOsiv, Tkufas HaShana. No! Four words. Chag HaOsiv, Tkufas HaShana. The same applies to Sefer Bamidbar, and Parshas Pinchas, and in Parshas Re'eh, and Sefer Dvarim. The Torah did not mention any Mitzvah Yom of Sukkot. Zero. So how do we take and know that you have to take a lulav and an esrog and so on? And Parshas Emor, that's the only time. And Parshas Emor, that the Torah also over there spells out the Muyadim. Over there it's all the Muyadim, not only the Gimel Golim. So over there it says, in the beginning, Eile Muyadim Hashem, Muyadim Hashem Hashem Tikul Hashem Mikrei Kodesh, and then it spells out all the Muyadim. And then Sukkot is mentioned last, and look how it's mentioned there. Over there it's mentioned, דבר בני ישראל בחמישה עשר יום לחג השביעי חג הסוגס in פרק of גימל פוסק למד גימל שיב עציום התקריבו he can't no mention of the מיסוס היום and then comes פוסק למד זין אלה מוידי השם אשר תגרו יש לו מקרי קודש אלה מוידי השם as much as this is the conclusion and then like by the way אך like PS what does PS stand for? Postscript, right? אך בחמישה עשר יום לחדש השביעי פוסקים את תפוס הארץ תחוק וצחג השם שיב עציומים ביום הראשון שבוסם וביום השמיני שבוסם ולוקחת לכם ביום הראשון פרי הצדר כפוי סתמרים וחגרס מזרחק בסוק רסטש ושיבה סיומים. So what's the pshat that by Pesach 5 out of 5 when it mentions Pesach it mentions Tzeit Matzah 5 out of 5 it will never mention Pesach without Matzah it will never mention Shavuos without pointing out that it's Mikas Bikurim. 4 out of the 5 times of Sukkot garnished, doesn't say any Mitzvah Zayon, nothing. Chag HaOsiv, Tkufas HaShana. It's not even called Chag HaSukkot. Only in Parshas Re'eh. It's called Chag HaSukkot. We'll see you soon why. But it doesn't mention that you sit in the sukkah. It doesn't mention you take a little bit of Ezra. The only time that it mentions it is the Parshas Emor. And then also, as a P.S., after the Pasuk says, Eile Mo'adei Hashem, etc., etc., then, Ach B'chamisha Asar, then here it says to take the Mitzvah Sayyum of Sukkah. What's the difference between a lulav and a sukkah, and a sukkah and sukkah, and Matzahs and Pesach? How come Matzahs made it 5 out of 5 and Mitzvah Yom Sukkot only 1 out of 5? What's up, Shad? That's question number 1. Also the Gemara brings down in Masechet Sukkot Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara brings down that in Simchas Beis HaSheva there was a special song for Balei Tshuva. What did they sing? Ashrei Ziknusenu Shekipra Yaldusenu. Fortunate we are that our old age atoned for our younger age. And again, we don't find anywhere else that there's a special bima, a special song being sung by Balei Tshuva only in Simchas Beis HaSheva. So Rav Putna Zatzal asks, How come this is the only time that we find a shir miyuchad for Balei Tshuva? I want to ask one more question, a third question. Why is Sukkot Takas Zman Simchaseinu more than other Mo'adim? All Mo'adim is Zman Simcha, but Sukkot is like a super Zman Simcha. Vayita Ach Sameach, and it's a Zman. Look, we say in davening, Zman Simchaseinu. On Pesach we say Zman Chavuseinu. On Shavuot we say Zman Matan Teruseinu. Sukkot we say Zman Simchaseinu. That means there's something very special to be happy about on Sukkot, more than the rest of the year. So what is it? So what that is that you... that you could sit in the sukkah, only men sit in the sukkah. Yeah. That's one test. Okay, good. We won't elaborate on that one. But anyway, so let's call that question number three. Okay, I want to just point out one more point. It says in the Torah we have two cycles of Mo'adim. We have Shalosh Agolim, and we have Yom Nevuim. Chanukah Purim, that's Drabonah. But Midaraisa, those are the two. So according to this outlook, Sukkot belongs to Shalosh Agolim. And it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. But it's just impossible to feel it. 5 days after Yom Kippur comes the Yom Kippur. We don't have any other two Yom Kippurs in the Torah which are so close to each other. And you want to tell me they have nothing to do with each other. So now Yom Kippur, that's Yom Kippur. So now that belongs to the other cycle. That belongs to the Shoshagam. That's the Hemshech of Shavuos, which was 4 or 5 months ago. And what about 4 or 5 days ago? No cycles. It's impossible. Of course, we feel, the Goyim says in Shulchan Aruch, that the days between Yom Kippur till Sukkot, it's called Me'en Yom Kippur, that's what he calls it in the Shulchan Aruch. So remember, how could it be that it has nothing to do with Yom Nevuim? It's impossible. So we'll try to get to that in the Kuda also. And the last question, the famous question, why is Sukkot on Tesva Tishrei, when we were Zorchet to the Anan HaKovet, but Sukkot Teshu, Kibbut Sukkot, and Shavkot, B'nai Yisrael, we were like on the Sukkot and Tesva Nisan. So why Mapitom, like Israelis say, Mapitom, we celebrate Sukkot and Tesva Tishrei? The emes should have been that Leila Seder should have been in the Sukkah. That's what should have been. Leila Seder, Manishtana, everything in a Sukkah. That's what it should have been. It sounds funny, but that's what it should have been. So basically, those are the 5 questions that I want to speak about today. Again, question number one is, how come Matzah made it 5 out of 5, and Mrs. Aim of Sukkah made it 1 out of 5? That's question number one. Question number two, that you find by Simchas B'Seshova, which is on Sukkot, a special song for Balei Tshuva, Asher Zikduseinu Shekipu Yalduseinu, which you don't find anywhere else. Question number three, why is Sukkot Zman Simchaseinu? And then question number four, the cycles of the Mo'adim, it appears to be that Sukkot belongs to Shel Shagolim, but nothing to do with Yom Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is impossible. After 5 days, it's something totally else. And then the last question is, why is Sukkot on Tetzvah Tishrei? So the tour, it's not the tour's answer. The tour answer is, you not come Sukkot on Tetzvah Tishrei? We talk, should have had it on Tetzvah Nisan. But that's also when the non-Jews go outside to, you know, get fresh air. It would be evident that we're doing it in Soch Mitzvah. So that's how come we do it now, when it's already getting a little chilly, and they're coming back from, coming to home, and we're leaving home. So the contrast, they're coming home and we're leaving home, shows, and it's loud and clear that we're doing it with Shem Mitzvah. That's what the Torah says. What? Even when it's colder? Good question. We should have in December even when it's colder. But I think 2 answers. Then it's already mid-star. It's already too cold. Second, when you want to show the contrast, when the traffic, they're coming home, we go out. December's already home and they were a long time ago, so that you can't see it. The Gaon of Vilna and Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, has a different answer, which is a mirror that you say. It will light up the sukkah, I promise you, in a new light. The Goyen and Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, says the Goyen a new pshat. Why sukkah is in Tetzvah Tishrei and not in Tetzvah Nisan, and how come we don't have Leila Seder on in the sukkah? And I'm telling you what the Goyen's going to tell you. If you're going to be unhappy with it, I'm guarantee you're going to love this Goyen. If not, you get your money back. The Goyen in Shir HaShirim. What does the Goyen say? Why does the Midrash begin to say? Says, I'll tell you why Sukkot is Tesla Tishrei and not Tesla Nisan. True, it's because the Anam Yaakovic, the clouds of glory, and we received them when we came out of Mitzrayim. But for a very short time. Maybe just a little bit the history. What's the history? We came out of Mitzrayim Tesla Nisan. We received the Torah 50 days later in Vav Sivan. 40 days after that, Yitzhani Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lukos of Rishonos and broke them because of Chetah Egel. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up again for 40 days till Rosh Chodesh Elul came down empty-handed. went up again for another 40 days and came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchas Hashniyas, and since then Yom Kippur was Nikba as Yom Slichu Mechila. That's the history. Says the Gaon, I'll tell you what happened. We got down in the Kovan Tetz of Nissan, 100%. 90 days later, when we did Chet HaEgel, the Aramea Kovan were mistalik. We had them only for 90 days. Very temporarily. Only for 90 days. So we don't celebrate those. And then, you know, when they reappeared, Bidiyuk Tetzvot Tishrei. That's what meant it. Why? Why Tetzvot Tishrei? Because on Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu was successful and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Michael Chet HaEgel? Yeah. I'll tell you what happened afterwards. On Yud-Aleph Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and gave the instructions to the Am to build the Mishkan. And they should bring the material and the goods for the Mishkan. After Yud-Aleph. Yud-Bet Yud-Gimel, and Tishrei says to the Gemara, says, Yiviyu Baboike Baboike, they brought for 2 mornings the material. Till Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, Ad Kan, we don't need more. On Yud-Aleph Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu convened the Chachmei Lev, the craftsmen, and each one took the meat of the Mishkal, how much gold they should have, etc. And on Tetzvot Tishrei, they started to build the Mishkal. That day, the Aramei HaKovet came back for 39 years. That's the way I'm going. And that's what Gemara Sukkot is on Aramei HaKovet, which reappeared on Tetzvot Tishrei Bidiyuk for 39 years. What's the mocker that the Aramei HaKovet were mistalik and Chet HaEgel and came back on Tetzvot Tishrei? It's not clear where the Gaon took it from. But the Gaon, you know, amongst the Achronim, there are like 4 of them, maybe more, before that I know, that when they say something, you don't have to ask for the mocker. It's money in the bank. Mishlim and brothers. But money in some kind of, also not the Iceland bank. We're going to have to find a bank. We'll have to find. When the Gaon, there's 4 of them, that when they say something, okay, try to find a mocker, but if you don't find a mocker, it doesn't detract at all what they said. In my opinion, the 4 are the Maharal, the Arizal, the Ramchal, and the Gaon. They carry the weight that when they say something, zel. That's what the Gaon says. Okay, they say to find a mentor somewhere, but that's what the Gaon says over there in Sheh Hashem. So before we'll see how this Gaon will be an answer to all our questions, let's just go a little bit in there and trying to understand this Gaon. The Gaon saying that they started building the Mishkan on Tetzvot Tishrei, and that's when the Aramei HaKovet reappeared. How could they build the Mishkan on Yom Tov? Sure. It's Yom Tov because of Chag HaOsif. What has to do with agriculture? As a Mefarshei Gemara, you can't build the Mishkan on Mikdash on Yom Tov. The Gemara in Shmos Daftes Vav. They got to the Kri Shabbos. So how did they build the Mishkan on Yom Tov? Akasha. But that's what Gaon says. Clearly, look inside. Tetzvot Tishrei, they start to build the Mishkan. And that's when the Aramei HaKovet reappeared. How could you build a Mishkan on Yom Tov? There's a Metziah for this one. There's a Rivosh, right? One of the Gedolei Yisrael in the Metziah, so I always quote him, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Sheshes, says in Simon Tzadik Vav, he's speaking about Shavuos, but we're not going to get to us. But he throws in Agavucha, Lo nitztavu b'shvita samoyadris, Ad la'achar shehukam ha-mishkan. That's what Rivash means. A good Rivash to know. The Klichem that goes to town on this Rivash. That says, Lo nitztavu b'shvita samoyadris, the Yitzvah Malacha of Yom Tov only kicked in, Ad la'achar shehukam ha-mishkan. But before the Mishkan was hukam, while they're still in the process, they only shvita Malacha. Therefore, there's no time for them to build the Mishkan, even on Yom Tov. Today, based on Mikdash, will come. We cannot build it on Yom Tov because it's already after Hukam Mishkan. But that's what the Rivosh says. The Rivosh and Siman Tzadik Vav, a pretty short tshuva, it appears they have this line. Good. There's still a problem. Let's take this year, Rabbi Shai. This year, Leil Sukkot will be Monday night. That means Tuesday. Anybody remember when was Leil HaSeder? 6 months ago. Which night of the week was it? Moshe Shabbos. And that's how it always is. The night of Sukkot is 6 months and 2 days after the night of Leil HaSeder. If Leil HaSeder will be on a Monday, so the night of Sukkot will be on a Wednesday. That's how it is. The Gnostic says that we came out of Mitzrayim. We came out of Mitzrayim. The Gnostic Shabbos of Mitzrayim. What day of the week was it? Thursday. That's like Pesach Picha Vamalei. It was said in the Shir Shel Yamos Thursday. Pesach Picha is the Pesach. If you came out on Mitzrayim on Thursday, so Tetzvot Tishrei 6 months later is what? Shabbos. And this, there's no way to answer this one. Shabbos, it says in the Hedyon HaTorah that we're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. It says Meferish. Ah, it says Rashi Pasuk Kesisa. Even though I told you to build the Mishkan, don't build it on Shabbos. And this, you can't come up with the Rebush's answer. What are you going to say about that? What? Oh, so you could go ahead and say they were Mekadosh Alpi Ri'iyah. There's two ways on the Mekadosh L'Chodesh: Alpi Cheshbon, which is called the Luach, or Alpi Ri'iyah. Ri'iyah, there could be, you know, there are two that fluctuate. And maybe they were Mekadosh Alpi Ri'iyah, and it came out that year that, no, let's say one of those months, let's say Elul was 30 days, even though usually it's 29 days. The only problem is that the Rabbeinu Bechaya and Pasha's boy, and Chodesh Belechem, Kaddish, over there, Kiddush HaChodesh, in Pelagid Beis, Pelagid Beis, Pasuk Beis, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Rosh says on him in Bava Kama, she calls Vorav Divri Kabbalah, says that in the Midbar, they were Mekadosh Alpi Cheshbon. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, why? Because the whole time they were surrounded by the Ne'akov, they couldn't see the moon. So they have to Mekadosh Alpi Cheshbon. But again, that would be a problem for going to the garden. Because in these 6 months, there was no on that COVID. Back to Ria. Back to Ria, so we could say what was right. I want to tell you, if I say, that could be a very geschmacky answer. And also, Tosfos in Bava Kama, that Tevesim with Aleph, says explicitly that that year, Elul was 30 days. It says Mefesh, even though Elul usually is 29, that year it was 30. The Maral and the Gur Aryeh and Pashas Kesisa also says, and Shmuel's telling on the deal at the end of Oisvav, he says that year Elul was 30 days. So everything's pushed up one day. So it's not Shabbos, it's a Sunday. But the icing on the cake is, over there, the Goyim has annotations, Hagoyim, on the history sefer that Chazal wrote. The name of that sefer is Seder. In Perek Vav, says the Goyim explicitly, I saw him inside, he has Hagoyim in Seder. And the Goyim says that year, Yom Kippur was on a Tuesday. If you make a Cheshbon, if you keep it on Tuesday, so when's Tetzel Tishrei? On a Sunday. The Goyim himself says it. So once the Goyim himself says it was on a Tuesday, Yom Kippur, that means Tetzel Sukkot came out on a Sunday. If it comes out on a Sunday, so it's good for the Jews. Everything is okay, and it was a Sunday that day, and they built the Mishkan on Sunday, and that's when our Me'akovet came back. Okay, that we're working out what the Goyim is saying. Okay. Now, so let's go back. So let's start answering our questions. So obviously the Goyim is taking care of the issue that Sukkot is on Tetzvav Tishrei, because that's when the Hananiah Kovet reappeared. And that's how come we do it then. So of course, well, the question was, Sukkot has nothing to do with Yom Kippur? It belongs to the Shosh Golden Cycle? Not to the Yom Nevoah? Nay. According to the Goyim, what's Sukkot? We're celebrating that Shuvah works. It's really Chag HaTshuva. Because what happened in Yom Kippur? The Chet HaEgel was Nimchal. But as long as the Hananiah Kovet did not reappear, we're not where we were before. Because once we had Hananiah Kovet, and now we don't have the Hananiah Kovet. So even after Shvok was Moichel, it could happen like between people, that they had something between them, they said, I forgive you, but they're not friends anymore like they used to be. That's just not. Only when the Hananiah Kovet reappeared, we know that we're back to what we were at the time of before, prior to Chet HaEgel. So Sukkot is a manifestation, hey, Tshuva works. And it brings us back to where we were before. So, and more ma'ata, just like Sukkot is the third Chag of Shorash Regolim, Sukkot is the third Chag of Yom Nevoah. Sukkot has a dual identity. It belongs to both sides. This is what Rav Hudna Zatzal says in the Baruch Hashem also. That Sukkot belongs to Shalosh HaGolim, that the Torah says, but according to the Goyim, the Hananiah Kovet, it's a direct Tamshach. Sukkot, we're celebrating that the Shvohu gave us a Matzah of the Teshuvah, which we could rectify all our wrongdoing and reach a Madrega that we were even before the Chet. That's what Sukkot is all about. It's Chag HaTshuvah, in addition to being Chag HaOsif. Now it's understood, therefore, why is Sukkot called Zman Tzimchoseinu? Rabbeinu Yonah says that one of the 20, he gives out 20 ikrim in Tshuva. One of them is Yogan. What does Yogan mean? Pain, sadness, being understanding that we did something terrible. That's a prerequisite for Tshuva. Says Rabbeinu Yonah Vaitan, and that's come once the Tshuva is done, there has to be a tremendous inyan of Simcha. Now, Rabbi Yonah goes on and says that on Tes Tishrei that the Torah told us to eat, the reason is, other Rishonim say to give you the koyach to fast the following day. Rabbi Yonah says you got to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how sameach you are, the simcha that you're supposed to have, that you did the process of tshuva. Just like yoga and is a prerequisite before tshuva, simcha is a prerequisite after the tshuva. Therefore, sukkah is man simchoseinu, because it has that extra element, which is a chag of tshuva. And simcha by baal tshuva is not something exterior to his experience. It's part of it. A simcha that you put on tefillin, you put on tefillin, you're still not with the tefillin. Fine, it's very nice. All simcha is the outside of it, exterior to the mitzvah itself, not so by tshuva. Tshuva, the simcha, is part and parcel of what tshuva is all about. Because what is tshuva? Coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoy. It has to be that tshuva and simcha go hand in hand. Has to be. And therefore Sukkot was chosen to be Zman Simchaseinu, this extra simcha that Sukkot has over the other two Shalosh HaGoyim, is because there's an element of Simchas HaTshuva which does not exist necessarily in Pesach and Shavuos. Therefore it's called Zman Simchaseinu. Good. This nekuda that Sukkot is a Zman Simcha, there's an extra bonus of Simcha on Sukkot. How is it expressed? In what way? In the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We don't have Simchas Beis HaShoeva in any other place. Right? Simchas Beis HaShoeva is only in Sukkot. And Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Pesach. And there's no Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Shavuos. Of course, it has to do with Nitzuch HaMayim. True. But at the end of the day, This is how we commemorate that extra simcha, which is Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So isn't it naturally understood that in that event there should be a special bima for Bali Tshuva? And they should say, Ashrei Ziknuseinu Shekipra Yalduseinu. The whole Simcha Beis HaShoeva is bringing out that extra bonus that Sukkot has. And what's the extra bonus that Sukkot is? Chag HaTshuva. So it's the most natural thing that should happen, that Bali Tshuva, and this is the only time that we give a bima to Bali Tshuva, and they get up and they sing Ashrei Ziknuseinu Shekipra Yalduseinu, because it's a chag of tshuva, and therefore they are the keynote speaker, the Bali Tshuva, when it comes to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Let's maybe now try to answer why out of the five times that the Torah mentions Shalosh HaGoyim, five out of the five times, it mentions each time Matzahs, by Pesach. The oifen that there's never a mention of Pesach without Matzahs. Never. Five out of five by Shavuos, it mentions Minchas Bikurim. Five out of the five. By Sukkot, one out of the five. The other four times, you said Chag HaOtzi, Tkufas HaShana. Again, in Parshas Re'eh, it says Chag HaSukkos. It doesn't say it's in the Sukkah. It's just called Chag HaSukkos. The Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Mishpatim goes on and says, how come only in Parshas Re'eh it's called Chag HaSukkos, and in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Ketzisa it's still called Chag HaOtzis? He brings on this Goyim. The Meshech Chochmah brings it out. Says that the Goyim says we got the mitzvah of Sukkah as a result of the Avraham HaTov that came back. Since in Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Ketzisa, it's before the Chet Ha'Egel. So consequently, it's before the Ani Kovet came back. Sorry, that's Nekuda. So it's not called the Chag HaSukkos. Parshas Re'eh is already speaking way on. The Ani Kovet came back. Now it's called Chag HaSukkos. That's what the Meshech Rameh HaSukkos says. That's what he says on the spot. By the way, what's the name of Rameh HaSukkos' wife? Chaya. What's the name of the Chofetz Chaim's wife? I don't know. What's the name of the Gemara Vilna's wife? I don't know. What's the name of the Rambam's wife? Beats me. What's the name of the Shagas Aryeh's wife? I don't know. What's the name of the Kvega's wife? I don't know. What's the name of the wife of Meir Sivra? Chaya. Everybody knows she's called Chaya. Makara. How come she's so known? It's an unbelievable story what happened there. It's like a modern version of Rabbi Kiva and Rachel. She got married to Rameh HaSimcha when Rameh HaSimcha was 22, 23 years old. And she told him one day, like a year later, you know, you're something else. You're not a regular guy. How about our wives who told us that, huh? they tell us maybe something also along those lines, but they have a different kavana. You're something else. You could be a Kohen. You,
could be a gopher as well. So why do you come home every day? You shouldn't.
Stay at the Esos Nashim in the Beis Tok Shul. The Esos Nashim knows during the week was empty. I'll make sure you'll have food and clothing. Come home only for services. You sure that's what you want me to do?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. He went into the Esos Nashim of the Beis Tok Shul when he was 23 years old, and he came out when he was 37. And when he came out, he was already Sar HaTorah. The ultimate Sabbatka called on him Sar HaTorah. Because his wife noticed that, you know, the big kid could notice something like that on a 23-year-old bachur to say you'll be God Ladar. And that's what happened there. And he always mentioned her. Always mentioned my wife Chaya. Always. And she died 3 months before him. When she died, he went to her kever, said, Chaya Dagin Baal Tichkum Anaychet. Don't worry, I'm coming soon. And he died 3 months later. It was Moshe Shmuel Shapira, the father of the Shiva of Rabbi Yaakov. He used to say he was also from the town of Bielostok. He says that the old people used to tell him that the marriage simple was the whole week in the Esos Nashim, and that when he once married, they left, and they saw him in the Esos Nashim looking at the sefer on a ladder, because he took a ladder to take down the sefer down. They came next morning, shachris, he's still on the same ladder, to abandon that sefer, because his mother was not in the house. And that's how we get it. That's the Meir Simcha. So the Meir Simcha and Parshas Mishpatim quotes this coin to explain why the Torah calls it Chag HaSukkos only in Parshas Re'eh. Maybe we could offer now the following. Going back to our first and now the last question we still have to answer. How come the Torah, when it mentions Shalosh Regalim, mentions five out of the five by Pesach Matzos and one out of the five by Parshas Emor, the Mitzvah? What's the difference between a Lulav and a Sukkah on Sukkos to have matzah on Pesach? Maybe you could say the following. The sukkah comes from the Yom Nevoim Zikadim, as the Gaon himself says. The sukkah is because of Aron HaKovod. And Aron HaKovod reappeared after Yom HaKippurim, which is, of course, a Hemshech Yashir of Yom Kippur. The Arba Minim, say Chazal, and Vayikra Rabba Parshal Lamed, also is a continuation of Yom Kippur. And the Chazal give a mashal. The two people that go to a din in front of a melech, we don't know who won the din, but the one that comes out a few days later with the clay zayin of the melech, with the sword of the king or whatever, that means he won. Similarly, Am Yisrael and the Goyim going to din on Yom Kippur, we don't know man nafach, we don't know who won, but when Am Yisrael come out afterwards with the Arba Minim, the Lulav of Mitzvah again, we know they won. So the Torah, it says in this Medrash that the Arba Minim is a Gilui, reveals to us what happened on Yom Kippur. So the Mitzvah Hayom of Sukkot, namely a sukkah and Arba Minim, have to do with Yomim Nevoim. Therefore they're not mentioned on the Shalosh Regalim Dikasago. When the Torah mentions it five times, it's speaking, the fourth of the five is the Shalosh Regalim Dikadin. Shalosh Regalim Dikadin, there's matzahs, there's minchas bikurim, there's no mitzvah on sukkah. The sukkah, the mitzvah Hayom on sukkah is only out Yomim Nevoim. That's mentioned only in Parshas Emor. How do I see it's mentioned only in Parshas Emor? First of all, like we pointed out before, even in Parshas Emor itself, it says all the Me'adim, it says Eile Me'ade Hashem, and then as a P.S. it says, hey, the Sukkot is Arba Minim. Why is it a P.S.? Look how it's mentioned there. Ach, the Chamisha Atzayim L'Chodesh Hashvi. You know when's the only other time it says the word Ach in the Yom? Ach where? Ach B'Asol L'Chodesh, on Yom Kippur. Right? So, Lehekah, the wording of the Torah by Yom Kippur, and the wording of the Torah by this, by Lake 2 of Sukkot is the same Russian, Ach and Ach. Right? Mimele, this is the only time that the Torah is referring to Sukkot as a Yom Nevoim Tekadin. Yom Nevoim Tekadin, that's when you mention the Mitzvah Hayom. Because the Sukkah and the Arba Minim are a manifestation of the Yom Nevoim Tekadin of Sukkot. But the Golem Tekadin of Sukkot, as we pointed out, Sukkot has a dual identity, there you don't have the Sukkah, and there you don't have the Arba Minim either. So that's again the other four times the Torah doesn't mention these mitzvahs because they're not part of Shalosh Regalim. And they're mentioned elsewhere as a Shalosh Regalim Tekadim. Consequently, there's no mention there on the mitzvahs Hayom of Sukkot. Masha'enkin of Parshas Emor, that the Torah is clearly adding the extra point of Sukkot as a Yom Nevoim Tekezach by saying Ach, like in Yom Kippur. Here, we're looking at the other identity of Sukkot, which is the identity of Yom Nevoim. Here is the mention of the Mitzvah Hayom, which has to do with the Yom Nevayim part of Sukkot, which is the Hamshach of Yom Kippurim. So basically, I want to wish, first of all of us, that we should have in Mitzvah Hashem Zman Simchoseinu Bimloyoi, and to remember it's Chag HaTshuva, and in Mitzvah Hashem we should enjoy the two aspects of Sukkot. Mechag Yitzvah Chag HaOsif, which means things are coming back to their source, and that's also on the Kuda, that's the Shalosh from Golan Zikathing. And then Me'idach Yisa, to celebrate and tell everyone, we're so thrilled that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana, which is called tshuva, and we could always rectify whatever we do wrong. Follow through, Rabbi.